What impact did radical Islam have on Christians last year, and will it change? There's some shaping going on with Campus Access Ministry, and we'll discuss the special challenges with understanding God's Word in another language. That's today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. If last year was the worst year to be a Christian, what'll 2015 bring? Probably more of the same, says David Curry of Open Doors USA. The group just released its annual World Watch list, ranking the top 50 countries where persecution's the worst. This year, North Korea topped the list again. But countries from Africa and the Middle East filled out the top 10. Why?
There is a culture there within an ideology of extreme Islam, which will force families to bring violent pressure on a member of their family to convert.
Saudi Arabia, believe it or not, dropped 10 spots. Does that mean things are improving for Christians there? Sadly, no.
It has more to do with the violence that's happened and the pressure that's risen in the other countries.
So what? Well, don't forget, we're in this together.
There are incidents now where Christian faith will be under attack in the United States. So it may come to you. That's one reason why Christians need to care.
Stay informed. Share these stories. Pray. You can download your own copy of the list. We put a link at missionnews.org. Next, imagine living in a tent during a snowstorm with temperatures as low as zero. That's what refugees in the Middle East are experiencing right now. Thousands have no power, heat, or food, and two people have already died from the cold. They're looking for help. Global Aid Network is showing them the love of Christ by providing food, clothing, and medical supplies. They want to provide sturdier tents, too, but can't do it on their own. Can you help out? Details at our website. This is Mission Network News. Nepal may be facing a constitutional crisis. Draft deadline for the new one is January 22nd. It could limit Christian work in Nepal. Why should you care? World Mission's Greg Kelly.
Out of the 30 million people that live in Nepal, about 90% of them have never heard the gospel.
Kelly's asking you to pray that the new constitution will allow religious freedom. In the meantime, they're hoping to send 1,500 treasures into Nepal this year. Now, the treasure's a solar-powered audio scripture player, and it simply fits in the palm of your hand. Each treasure costs about $50 to send. Find ways to help at our website. Now, because Nepal used to be a Hindu kingdom, becoming a believer isn't easy. Will you pray for Nepal's Christians?
In many instances, when you become a follower of Jesus, you are cut off from the family. And so, even though the church is growing and there's a dynamic body of Christ, there's still great consequences to becoming a follower of Christ.
Meanwhile, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is pretty good at engaging people with the gospel on college campuses. One of their wordsmiths, Greg Howe, is expanding that by stepping into his new role as vice president. Now, he doesn't start the new role until next month, but he'll be hitting the ground running by building relationships with more universities and strengthening partnerships with Christian groups. Why? So more students will hear the gospel and come to Christ. And reading the Bible is hard enough as it is, but reading it in a second language? We'll probably miss something. That's kind of what it's like for deaf people when they read the written Bible. J.R. Bucklew, director of Deaf Bible.
For many years, there has been a difficulty getting the gospel to the deaf community simply because our hearing colleagues or hearing organizations haven't truly understood the need of the deaf communities.
So what happens when we overlook the need for a translation of the Bible in sign language? Bucklew says,
the deaf are usually unreached and unengaged because they often go unseen.
In 2014, the ministry reached over 310,000 people through the Deaf Bible 2.0 app.
It has been amazing to see the potential that we have in distribution and in getting sign language Bible translation content into the hands of deaf users.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.